So we had a conversation about it, and it was a difficult conversation because he had a hard time deciding which direction to go. He really liked working. He thought he was doing well at the job, but he also didn't know if he was going to be able to maintain that level of work, that it was kind of a drain on him at times, and he wasn't certain that that was something he could continue with. And he was very frightened, as it turned out, of losing his benefits. So we talked about that for a while, and he agreed to have me look back and go through his records, and see if I could find information, that there were some work incentives that maybe were missed or something that could be done that would allow him to keep his benefits. So we went back and looked, and I had the suspicion all along, just from, because I had known this person, because he had been with our facility for a while. So I knew him. I knew a lot about him. I knew that he had probably gotten quite a few supports as he started the job. So we went back, or I went back, and just dug through the chart, dug through the record, talked with his old supervisor, with his permission, or with the consumer's permission, and started to piece together a picture of what supports he was getting. Got statements from the supervisor about how much support he had. And started to piece together some stuff to send to Social Security on his behalf. So that's what we did. You know, I went back for 2 years when he first started the job and just started writing down the details and wrote a letter to Social Security. With it, I put this letter from the supervisor saying this person had this much extra support over this time. Then wrote a letter from my agency talking about any job coaching we had given that was extra support, helping him learn the job. Sent that to Social Security, and we were asking for what's called a subsidy, which is basically any support above and beyond what a non-disabled individual in the same job would have received. So he had gotten a job coaching, which was support that not everybody going into that job got. Okay. So Social Security looks at that as you're not fully earning the money that you're paid. Because you're getting extra support, somebody else is helping you do the job, you're not fully earning that amount. Because a person who wasn't in your situation, wasn't getting that support, would be doing it on their own. So we were kind of looking at that rule.